If you've ever been lucky enough to go to Fiji, you'll know it's a beautiful country with even more beautiful people. However, the many islands that make up Fiji were devastated in February from Tropical Cyclone Winston, affecting over 350,000 people. So how does a country with a fragile government and economy pick itself up and move on? Well, every little bit helps. A collaboration between the Spirit of Sharing and Unleashed Travel has sent tons of much-needed things like clothes, bedding and non-perishable food to those in need. This morning, we're joined by the Spirit of Sharing Chairman and Peter Cole, who's in Fiji this morning. Good morning, Peter. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning. Not too bad. It's a bit of an overcast day, but nice enough day here in Mandy, ready to get tucked into these containers.
Yeah, so 2 months on, how much work and clean-up is there still left to do in Fiji?
Well, look, in terms of the destruction, I think it's going to go on for years, to be honest, to rebuild, because especially Koro Island, which is the most rural part that got absolutely devastated, like every village got basically smashed to the ground. It's going to take years to be able to rebuild and go through that process, because it's not not as easy as working out on these islands as I suppose it is in Australia, where you can just get trucks in and materials as you require. So, you know, every little bit helps, and our organisation, Spirit of Sharing, is, you know, it's only a small organisation, but we do a massive amount of work, and this project has been huge for us, but we feel we're making a difference.
Yeah, and how many people remain displaced? I mean, the cyclone affected over 350,000 people, so how many are still, I guess, without homes?
Yeah, I think still tens of thousands of people are still sheltering, like living under one roof all together as a community. So it's not really easy in terms of mental health either. It's quite an issue. And there are organisations that, worldwide organisations that are working on those issues at the moment.
Yeah, so you teamed up with another group called Unleash Travel to collect donations. How much was received and what kind of things did you receive?
Oh, look, we've received donations from Melbourne, Canberra and Sydney, and Unleash Travel have been magnificent in their support. They send over 3,500 students at the end of each year to Fiji for their grad trip, for their graduation trip when they finish school. And they come across to Fiji for their party and, you know, to enjoy themselves and also to get a bit of a flavour of the Fijian culture. So they've all got involved, the past passengers and the current passengers who are coming over and dug deep and donated, you know, either finances or goods. And, you know, we've collected plumbing tools and, you know, kitchen equipment, you know, knives and forks, plates and bed sheets, clothes, sporting equipment. And then we had a massive donation from IKEA, who have chucked in 99 pallets of kitchens, flat-pack kitchens. So we're only able to send one container of the flat-pack kitchens at this stage due to finances. Mm-hmm. But, we've got a massive amount of equipment. It's just been a huge, big effort from everybody in the network.
Yeah, so how do you then make sure that the donated goods reach people who actually need them? What's the kind of process like on the ground?
Well, the process is Spirit of Sharing has been working with the government here in Fiji for about 15 years since we started, and we've sort of got a very strong relationship with the Ministry of Youth and Sport, and to us, that's what we operate for, and it's the youth to create opportunity and give them hope in life through sport. So we've had that relationship for a long time. We've been able to work with them on this project, and they've taken it, taken the reins here in Fiji, and they're working with the Disaster Aid Management Group over here in Fiji, and they've identified the areas that require the most need. And we've made sure that our stuff is going to the people who are most in need. Because, you know, obviously when people give, it can be misguided giving. And, you know, the giving doesn't always go to plan. Mm-hmm. So having things tied up at this end, and that's why we come over to distribute our containers as well, because we need to see and we need to know and we need to be part of it, part of the end of the process. We don't want to just collect stuff, send it over and hope for the best. We want to make sure that we are making a difference. So we do have a pretty tight process over here. And we have, you know, different people from the government, you know, heads of government in terms of the Minister of Youth and Sport is directly involved. We had the President yesterday come along and accept the containers on behalf of the Fijian government. So we do have sort of quite a process involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so you mentioned tourism there, people going over to Fiji at the end of their study periods and the like. Has tourism numbers been affected since the cyclone? Is that sort of contributing to Fiji being able to rebuild?
The only way tourism gets affected by such a by such an event is that there's a lot of publicity around that you know, that it's a hit Fiji and hit Fiji hard, and there's tens of thousands of people displaced. However, most of the tourist areas haven't been touched, so you know, tourism is still open for business in Fiji. Nothing's changed, and the areas that were hit are more areas that there is no tourism. It's more where the locals are living.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really hit the people hard, and you know, to get sort of some tourism dollars towards the locals and to support them is what it's all about.
And just one final question, Peter. What more can Australia, maybe even the Australian government, do to help Fiji at this time?
The Australian government's given tens of millions of dollars of aid, and they've given also a massive amount of personnel. I think we sent our biggest ship, the HMAS Canberra, over here to Fiji to also, you know, lend a hand. So there is only so much you can do, and there are other governments that are also supporting Fiji. But I think that, you know, it's a nice gesture, and it makes a big difference and a real impact. Small niche organisations like ours that send over containers and get on the ground and get stuff to the people. Like, we're not feeding people, we're not saving people's lives, but we're helping rebuild. Mm. We're doing our bit to help the people rebuild. It's not just injecting cash.
Mm.
So, you know, there are different ways that you can help. And, you know, if you don't have the money to help and you've got a bed sheet you can donate, or a pillow you can donate, or a bear, you know, there's heaps of different things you can do. Everybody can be involved, and we can all make that little bit of difference.
Wow, we'll leave it there. But Peter, thanks so much for talking to us and to SER this morning.
Yeah, excellent. Thanks very much, Mitch.
That is Peter Cole, the chairman of Spirit of Sharing, speaking to us from Fiji, where he's doing some great work helping the locals rebuild and get donations to where they need to go after the terrible tropical cyclone Winston devastated almost 400,000 people across Fiji's many islands in February of this year.